The story of Joseph's life brings to an end the vast panorama of the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, which runs from creation to the end of the patriarchal period. The account of Joseph's stay in Egypt is striking for its detailed knowledge of Egyptian ways and customs, as they are known today through archaeological discoveries. The story can be placed during the reigns of the Egyptian pharaohs of the 12th dynasty of the Middle Kingdom, which would place Jacob's journey to Egypt, when Joseph was governor, at about 1875 BC. Parallels have often been drawn between the figure of Joseph and that of Jesus, although nowhere in the Bible is such a comparison expressly mentioned. It has been pointed out, for example, that Joseph was the beloved son of his father. He was hated and sold by his jealous brothers, who would have killed him. But later he became their Lord and Saviour, as well as the Saviour of all those who came to him for help. The story of Joseph brings to an end the time of the patriarchs, and the history of the chosen family becomes that of the chosen people. It is therefore the account of the beginning of the nation of Israel, the covenant people, that is told in the book of Exodus. This is the second book of the Pentateuch, a name which designates the first five books of the Bible of which Moses is the author. In the Hebrew Bible, the title of the book is derived from its opening words, "These are the names." But the Greek translators of the Old Testament, the Septuagint version of the Bible, gave the book the title of Exodus, from the Greek word meaning coming out or departure, because this document gives an account of the people's coming out of Egypt, which was a fundamental event in the history of Israel. The book is divided into two main parts. First, the liberation of Israel from slavery in Egypt, and then the giving of the law, with the construction of the tabernacle and the Ark of the Testimony at Mount Sinai. The first part occurs in Egypt, and then describes the people's journey into the wilderness. The second, which takes place during the long stay in the Sinai desert, gives the account of the Lord's covenant with his people, and the building of the tabernacle. In the first half of the book, Israel is freed from the domination of an earthly king, and in the second, the people submit themselves willingly to God and acknowledge him as their heavenly king. Then God gives the nation his law and sets up his dwelling place among his people. Israel becomes a theocracy where God exercises authority. Exodus focuses attention upon the great experience of redemption. The whole account prefigures the work of redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ. Israel's experiences in the wilderness, as the Apostle Paul points out in his first letter to the Corinthians, are examples given in advance for our instruction. The people of God in Egypt were exiled, enslaved, and helpless. Then they were rescued from Pharaoh's despotic power by means of a deliverer, who was the great prophet and lawgiver Moses. When leaving Egypt, the people's lives were saved by the blood of the Paschal Lamb, while death struck the Egyptians. Then God gave his law to the Israelites and granted them his permanent presence in the tabernacle. In the same way, man is a fallen being in a hostile environment, banished from the presence of God and enslaved to Satan, the prince of this world. God sent a deliverer, the Lord Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, whose death saves and frees from the bondage of sin all who put their trust in him. By his Spirit, he puts his law in the hearts of his people and grants them his permanent presence. He becomes their king and leads them to the promised land. The book of Exodus is full of representations and images announcing the person and work of Christ. There is, for example, Moses, chosen by God to be the head of the covenant people, who prefigures the Son, established over the house of God. Christ is our Paschal Lamb, sacrificed for our salvation. His shed blood saves believers from eternal death. He is the living bread come down from heaven. Comparing himself to the manna, the miraculous food the Israelites ate in the wilderness, he told his followers that those who fed on him would never die. The rock that Moses struck at Horeb to give water to the people is an image of Jesus struck at Calvary for our redemption. The Mosaic form of worship, the sacrifices, the various items of the tabernacle, and the office of high priest all prefigure the different aspects of the work and person of Jesus Christ, our eternal High Priest. All the main themes running through Exodus are taken up and confirmed by the rest of Holy Scripture. Next episode, the Israelites in bondage.